What's up, Donnell? What you doing, man?
I'm chilling. You saw me go in my pocket to reach for this lotion, and you caught me like a police officer rolling up. Hey, what you doing? Up against the wall. How's it going, man?
Reaching for the lotion.
Yeah.
This is the ashy season.
I know. This is it. This is the ashy season. This is ring around the lip season, yeah, too. For all kids 15 and under, I think October the 2nd is officially ring around the lip season. And you can tell, you know, the kid's about to get the ring around the lips because all you hear in the back of the classroom is just. Like, you got chapstick. What am I going to need a chapstick for? You're going to get ring around lip. Get ring around lip. 2 weeks later, he got two dead rattlesnakes on his lip. I used to get intense ring around the lip. Like, my lips used to get crusty around the edges. It was so bad, I couldn't even laugh at a good joke in class. Somebody would tell a joke, I'd be like, okay, that's funny. Why are you trying to make me laugh? I heard the joke the first time.
Would they bleed? Would they crack and bleed?
I was getting ready to say that next, and I couldn't laugh loud because if I laugh loud, it'll crack, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I need the Vaseline. And then I'd be like this, am I bleeding? What? You know that. I'm like, why I taste blood? I'm bleeding. Am I bleeding? Yeah, so all the parents out there and all the kids, I know it's tough. Get some chapstick because when that wind hit them lips, there's no turning back.
Where are you from originally?
I want to say Washington, D.C. by way of Alexandria, Virginia,
uh-huh,
or Alexandria, Virginia by way of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And you're a travel person. You know, people get sensitive in the D.C. area.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Do.
But people, for some reason, when you're away, when you say, where are you from? It's like, Washington, you from D.C.? What part? Prince George's County. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're totally different, but you want to get that D.C. connection. Yeah.
Yeah, it got really windy and ashy.
You love throwing ash out on me, man, reason.
That's what the light skin did do, because they don't. Their ash doesn't show.
They do. It's mentally. It's mental ash with them. It's not overt. It's covert. It's covert ash, but it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
But I embrace it. People always ask me, everywhere I go, do you get tired of people calling you Ashy Larry? And I let them know that I incorporated Ashy Larry. It's an LLC. So you can write a check to Donnie Rawls or Ashy Larry to get cashed.
And is that right?
It's true. And then when Chappelle was, they was like, what did you do to prepare for the role of... Dave asked me, what are you going to do to prepare for Ashy Larry? I said, take a shower and just wait 10 minutes, and I'll be the ashiest person in Hollywood. That's not a hard task. I didn't have no acting experience for that. Just let that fan hit me, and I was good to go.
Man, your boy Dave Chappelle
came back hard.
Woo!
Somebody, TMZ, stopped me and said, how do you feel about him taking $60 million? I was like, well, it's hard. When you turn down $50 million, you probably think about that every day until you get the opportunity again. And the opportunity presenting himself, I think, is less of a workload. You know, I think he's deserving of it. It's like that. It's that reparations money. You know? No, you know, now he gets like, I'm richer, bitch! You know, but I'm happy for him. And, you know, coming back to SNL, it's a lot of pressure to be a part of a show that was so iconic as Chappelle's Show, and to come back, because anything you do, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have people say, it's not as funny as the last time. They kind of lost it. It's rehashed, whatever. But that show, it was so good, because right after the election, I told Dave, Dave's not on social media. So I always say, yo.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not on social media. I was like, yo, the street's on fire. He said, what they saying? I said, well, you know, I'm in these tweets. I had to let him know. I'm like, I'm in these tweets every day, and they love it. And what I told him was like, you got to understand, right after the election, some people were excited about the election, some people weren't. I said, but it felt like Dave performed at the biggest funeral in the history of America, and he delivered one of the funniest eulogies you could do. That, because if you think about it, Tom, like, everybody was shocked. You know, when everybody talked a good game. We don't want Donald Trump in office. Not to say everybody was like that. We don't want him in office. But when it came down to it, 40% of Americans didn't vote. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to be upset or anything, you got to exercise your right to vote, and you got to help affect change. And Dave came in at a good time when people were upset, because when them results was coming in, mm-hmm, Donald Trump had everybody in America doing a mannequin challenge. They said North Carolina people's faces was froze for like 10 seconds. That girl faces, she's hot. You know what I mean? But it was a time that I was like, I said Dave Chappelle was the first person to make America laugh again at one time, and we needed that.
Yeah.
After a collective death.
Yeah, as a collective death. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, Donald Trump, is he a president-elect? But when I first heard the results, it made me want to work harder. It made me want to be in a tax bracket, possibly, that whatever the things that he's going to do don't affect me as much. And it made me want to be closer to my family. Not that I gave up on government, but I'm like, you know, it's going to be important for me to show my son the right way and give him an opportunity where whatever this guy sets up, it won't affect him. Everybody don't have that opportunity, but at the end of the day, it should really make you want to work hard and be a better person. And that's my thought on it.
Your son.
Son.
You would.
Hey. I finally got to say son for real. I say son so much. I'm like, I was calling my friends. I'm like, that's my son, son. They was like, wait a minute. You got a son, son? And I ain't afraid to say it, Tom. I'm late to the game. And it's obvious. It's obvious that I'm late to the game because I was planning my son's first birthday party, right? And I called my friends up. I'm like, yo, you think your son could come to my party, son? And one of my friends was like, if he can get off work, son. You know what I'm saying?
That's you know, late
I'm,
to the game.
I'm warming bottles and they popping bottles. You know what I'm saying? But I'm there. I'm enjoying it. Best thing I ever did.
We Addison Improv.
Nice on social media.
And Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And I'm coming to Duval in at the end of Duval in New Year's Eve weekend. I'll be there.
You going where?
Duval. Not to be confused with Booval. Duval.
They're not booing you.
No.
Yeah. Good luck, man. Thank you, man. Arsenio's going to rip Duval up.
I know. He's going to tear down with woo, woo, woo. I'm coming behind it. Arsenio's a great guy. Support comedy, period. It's a good time for it. And people need to laugh.
More than
and
ever.
We need to laugh more than ever right now. That's right. All right, Donnell.
And I'm going to give you something for your hands, too.
Stop it.
You need an IV. You need a lotion.
I'm going to do that as a Photoshop. A lotion IV.
A lotion IV.
No, I'm having. He tried.
Huggy next. 24 past the hour.